Sidelining Sadness, Three Things to Remember When You're Discouraged, written by Jeremy Vidmer on thosecatholicmen.com. If you have ever tried to build a piece of furniture, or anything for that matter, you know the feeling. You get done and look at your accomplishment and say, "That did not turn out quite like I expected." When I first started learning how to build furniture, it happened all the time. I went into projects with grand expectations, but later had to face a disappointing outcome. This doesn't just happen in woodworking. I took a job for a company, and in a place that I thought would be a great place to work and live with my family. It turns out the workplace is dysfunctional, and the community can be rather unwelcoming. And there are other examples. I set up times to meet with other men in the area to foster a brotherhood where we can help motivate each other to strive for virtue. But work schedules change and the regular meetings fall by the wayside. Or the most difficult of all, I try to live a marriage that is centered on the Lord and His church by having regular prayer time and Mass together as a family. Life with kids is anything but regular, and Mass together feels more like herding cats into a dryer than being in the presence of the Lord of life. The feeling of disappointment is real, and the effects can be dramatic. Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands in the air, wondering what is the point of it all. The questions that begin to go through my head are, "Lord, why did you lead me down this path only to bring me here?" Or, "Am I on the wrong path?" It can get pretty dark and sound strikingly similar to Job in the Old Testament. Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again. That's Job chapter 7. I was talking to a priest friend of mine and was telling him about these disappointments and frustrations, and his response was, "Sounds like you need to zoom out a bit." He explained that it is easy at times to have the camera lens of life zoomed in so far, but only on the disappointments and frustrations. And when that happens, it's impossible to see the big picture. He told me that I need to zoom out and get the wide angle view. My next question was, "Well, how do I do that?" We came up with three ideas to help zoom out, and maybe they'll help you to see the big picture too. First, start with gratitude. I attempt to start every day with a thank you. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for my job and the people I work with. Thank you for my home. Thank you for the things that I need to do today. Thank you, Lord. This seemed kind of shallow and insincere when I started it, but as I have continued to practice, I found myself filled with more gratitude throughout the day. Interestingly, I also find that when I begin to slip out of it, I'm more easily disappointed and frustrated. Second, have brothers or friends to help you see the big picture. It takes work to build friendships that you can vent to, but can also expect encouraging challenge. The work for these relationships is worth it in the end. And third, look at things from the deathbed. This one may sound a little morbid, but hey, we are in this battle for the long haul, which as a Christian means that we are in it for a haul that is even longer than death. This practice is helpful to me when I start to feel overwhelmed by life. The kids may be screaming, the wife is having a tough day, and I might find myself right in the middle of it. My boss is giving a correction that I don't think is my fault. But I try to think about these things from my deathbed. How will I look back on these events? In the end, it only matters insofar as I see this as though it's the moment of death, facing the Lord face to face. If you are anything like me, you search for wisdom or encouragement or something to help with disappointments and letdowns. I'm not sure a simple tidbit is out there to cure the blues, but these small things have had a big impact for me by putting things in right order, beginning with my perception of reality. If life has you down, maybe give them a shot. Peace on your journey. 5 years ago, a priest and a few seminarians started a passion project. Out of a desire to share the masculine formation they received in the seminary with other thirsting Catholic men looking for a direction. This became known as thosecatholicmen.com. From the beginning, we've been encouraged to publish printed books. Finally, we're doing it. Subscribe to Those Catholic Men's quarterly reader with a monthly donation to our nonprofit of $10 or more. Each quarter, you'll receive our very best articles and never-before-released longer essays from our authors. Make your donation by clicking subscribe in the top right-hand corner of the site, join the mission of Those Catholic Men in a meaningful way, and get your quarterly reader. We are proudly not-for-profit and gratefully supported by donations large and small. Thanks for listening along with us today.